Assalamu alaikum. How are you doing, guys? I hope you're taking care of yourselves. I'm sure you guys can see the beaming smile on my face. It's because Fiba was trying to make a joke about how good I look. But you know, we don't give up. We keep striving to be good looking. Anyways, guys, I hope the year is going well. I hope you guys are making the best of this year. Today's podcast is going to be titled Trojan Horses. Trojan Horses. So let's start this properly then. Man Zakin. Guten Tag, Buenos Dias, Buen Dia, Habari, Jambo, Wezo, Mache Maha, Bonjour, Bonsoir. And any language I might be forgetting, please do drop it in the comment section. So, you know, there's a story about the ancient Greeks, and I don't know if you guys know the story of Achilles. I am a lover of Greek mythology and Greek history, and I'm also a lover of warfare. I mean, one of my favorite books of all time still is The Art of War by Sun Tzu. The name alone just sends chills down the spines of his enemies, Sun Tzu. So Achilles is actually probably one of the greatest fighters of all time. And if you guys have watched Troy, it suffices to just mention the name Achilles. You know, when there's fight, it's like, where is Achilles? Yeah, Achilles and his guys. Those guys fear nothing, and he would often say, we are lions. I mean, apart from Achilles, I think that the greatest group to ever fight was perhaps the Spartans. Yeah, most likely the Spartans. But let's stick to the story of Achilles then. When Achilles and his guys went to fight the people in Athens, or if I'm mistaken the story, please do correct me in the comment section. But yeah, they went to fight a group of people, and those people had their defenses so tight, it was almost impossible to penetrate the walls of the city. What did Achilles say? Achilles told his warriors that the only way to do this is to send what we call a horse, a Trojan horse, because the people in that city believed in the gods and believed that the gods were represented by these symbols called Trojan horses. So what happened is that they hid warriors in this Trojan horse, because this was quite a tall, huge, gigantic idol or structure that was delivered to the very front of their walls. So these people bring this idol or this horse into the walls of the city. And at night, what happens? The enemy comes from within the horse, opens the gates up to the enemies who are outside the walls. And these enemies are quite numerous. Such a large number of people. So the only defense that this city had against this large number of army was the wall, or their protection, or their defense. Now that the Trojan horse was inside, all the enemy had to do was open the gates, and all hell broke loose. Trojan horses. This is such an interesting story. It's so interesting that now in computer spyware or warfare or virus fare, the most dangerous of viruses, if you'd ask me, or according to my knowledge, are called Trojan horses. This is because a person plants them in your computer and it corrupts from inside. So you bring it inside your computer, you welcome the enemy into your walls. Why am I sharing this with you? So many of you here today are fighting battles, and you think the problem is from the outside. Today I want to ask you, what are the Trojan horses that you have in your mind? What are the Trojan horses that you have in your life? And what are the Trojan horses that you have right within your circle? You know, there is a saying in my language that goes like this. If an animal or an insect will bite you, it is already within your clothes. It is not from the outside. Some of you are checking your clothes like, which insects do I have in my clothes? No, it's more metaphoric than literal, though it is literal as well. This is to tell you that your greatest defeat, your greatest disappointment, your greatest hurt, your greatest catastrophes will not necessarily come from outside. They will come from Trojan horses. These Trojan horses can be in the forms of people, ideologies, beliefs. Sometimes you yourself can be your own Trojan horse. So, what are the Trojan horses that you have in your life? How do you identify what a Trojan horse is? A Trojan horse sabotages you. It sabotages your future. It sabotages the future you're trying to build for the sake, not just for yourself, but for the sake of posterity. Yes, Trojan horses are not content with destroying just you. They want to suck more blood. So there are some ideas and thought patterns that you've allowed, condoned, or normalized in your life that are serving as sabotage points in your life. It means that you yourself, when you wake up, you prevent yourself from moving forward just by the mere repetition of certain phrases in your life. Some of you make the statement, oh, I'm poor. Oh, as for me, I'm poor. Oh, as for me. Oh, as for me. And you continue saying these things as if it's normal. You know, in Rules for a Night, and I mean, I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing this again and again, but I love this book so much. There's a story of a man who uses words. So the story goes this way. A man sees a child and is sick. The man now starts to pray for the child so that God or the gods or whatever the man believed in would heal the child. Then comes this drunk man that starts laughing at him and says, the child is sick and you are here praying for the person. And then the knight stands up and insults this fellow who was saying that his prayers are useless. And the fellow gets very upset, very angry. So the knight asks him, why are you upset? What's vexing your spirit? I like that phrase. What's vexing your spirit? Or what's provoking you? And he says, but you insulted me. And the man says, but if mere words are able to get you so angry, what makes you think they can't change the state of someone's health? Well, I agree entirely with the knight. Words could change your state. Words could take you from being happy to catastrophically sad, and vice versa. So, perhaps the Trojan horse in your life today might just be the words that you use for yourself. Or it might also be the people around you and what they say to you, what they say about you, and what they say for you. Whatever happens today, identify Trojan horses. How do you cure the problem of Trojan horses? You burn them. You burn them. You cannot give Trojan horses the opportunity to change. They are inside the walls to open the gate for the enemy. Burn them. Leave no trace of Trojan horses, as much as you can. And if you'd cure each Trojan horse that you have a day at a time in your life, I'm pretty sure 2023 is going to end on a very beautiful note. On this note, did you guys see what I did there? On this note, I wish you a wonderful rest of the week. Take care of yourselves, and I would love to connect with you on all social media platforms. At The Prince Dago is a name. And kindly, let me know what you think about this podcast. Cheers, guys.